It's 8 a.m. at Nebraska's State Capitol building, a morning Gabriela Pedroza, a former meatpacking worker, has been awaiting for months.
Good morning.
Today, she greets senators as they head inside to vote on a bill mandating temporary COVID-19 protections for food processors, including free masks, sick leave, and a requirement that companies track their cases. With over 7,000 positive tests within Nebraska's plants since last year, Pedroza says workers, most of whom are non-white, immigrants, or both, still need safeguards.
We're very grateful for the opportunity that we've had working at the meatpacking plant industry, but we're human beings. Simple as that, we're human beings asking for safety, for saying, hey, I got your back, and you play a big role on our industry and our community and our country.
Senator Tony Vargas, who wrote the bill, first tried getting those protections passed last summer. Several major companies opposed it, saying they'd already adopted CDC-backed policies like masks, symptom screening, and some sick leave. This time, he says the bill reflects what many companies have already done. But if Governor Ricketts signs it, they could be fined for violations.
There are plants that are doing good things, and there are some plants that are not. I've learned from what has been working, and what you see here is that.
Those protections would only last a year. Some are already wondering how to protect workers from the next pandemic. Vargas has another bill that would create a statewide system for sick leave. He hopes that would prevent a major complaint from workers last year, that they couldn't afford to stay home sick.
But if they're able to earn some amount of sick and safe days so that they can take a day, I think that is necessary for the well-being of a person and a family.
Others want companies to prepare for future infectious disease outbreaks. United Food and Commercial Workers Local 293 represents about half of Nebraska's plants. President Eric Reeder wants companies to write their current policies into labor contracts.
You have to have some kind of idea of what you'll do rather than wait until things are here and try to negotiate, you know, well, this would be the best practice or that would be the best practice. We know what the best practice is now.
So far, he's pitched the idea to one eastern Nebraska plant, but says management wasn't interested. That's not the first time an employer has resisted emergency pandemic planning. The Bush administration tasked the Department of Homeland Security with creating America's first pandemic plan almost 20 years ago. John Hoffman at the University of Minnesota's Food Protection and Defense Institute was working at DHS as an emergency planner. He says meatpackers were warned to draw up plans with public health. Companies didn't bite, but neither did key federal agencies.
USDA and FDA did not take this planning seriously. That was conveyed. People picked up on that. And then you had companies looking at this saying, well, that's never happened before. How likely is that really going to happen? How much effort are we going to expend on it?
When COVID-19 hit, Hoffman says a lack of planning put workers in danger as companies were forced to improvise.
When they asked for help in this last event, when everything kind of turned south, they couldn't get it because public health was occupied elsewhere, and there wasn't already coordinated agreement in place about how to do that.
He thinks that situation doesn't have to happen again. Policy work like Vargas and Reeder's is part of the solution, he says, but it can't stand alone.
It can't just be the plant coming up with a plan for leave for employees. It's a plan of how you're going to look after and protect employees and their families. And you're going to need public health to be part of that because they're going to have to be monitored, tested, and do all those kinds of things.
Hoffman says it will take years of investment from companies, the government, and public health departments to protect workers from future outbreaks. Christina Stella, Harvest Public Media.